Hello, and welcome to the Renal Diet Headquarters podcast with your host, Mathia Ford, the CEO of Renal Diet Headquarters. This is our weekly talk about how you can succeed with a kidney diet, brought to you by RenalDietHQ.com, a website whose mission is to be the most valued resource on kidney disease that people can use to improve their health. This week, we are talking about how to start your day off healthy. And I also have some information about some original research that I found that talks about how a diet that is minimally processed or has very few additives is actually lower in potassium and phosphorus than a higher processed diet. And so what that means for your diet, I want to get into. So you can find the information that I'm talking about in the links that I talk about in this episode at renaldiethq.com/005 on our website. This episode is being published on January 22nd, 2014. And you can also subscribe to us in iTunes, and we're now on Stitcher Radio. I may have mentioned that last week, but we are also available in Stitcher Radio, and I will put the link to the show in the show notes for you to find and subscribe. And any comments would be appreciated. You can send them to podcast@renaldiethq.com. And now for the main part of our podcast, I want to start off talking about how to make your day healthy. And this month, we're talking about breakfast. We're preparing a cookbook, which unfortunately may not be available by the end of the month, but should be available shortly thereafter. We will have a breakfast cookbook for dialysis, and it'll be available and helpful to people on pre-dialysis as well, just because of the nutritional information that's in there. But when you're thinking about this month starting off healthy, it's the new year, it's new resolutions, new goals, new habits, everything. Things that you can do to start your day off healthy can make your day, an entire day, better, and it's all part of a habit. The way you begin your day sets the tone for your entire day. Starting each day the right way can literally make the difference in having a great day and having a terrible day. Morning people, quote unquote, may seem like, what the heck is that? You know, they must have a secret. You might wonder how you can make the change from rush to relax and guarantee a healthy start. Some tips that I want to offer you today are there to help you establish a new way to begin your day. Prep work. Things you have to do. You can save yourself a lot of time in the morning with a little preparation the night before. Sometime during the evening, whenever you can make the time, you need to take the opportunity to get ready for the next day. And I know you're rushed and you're busy. We're all rushed, we're all busy. But if you can do it the night before, it will help you the next morning when you're even more rushed and don't have time. You may realize the night before that you're out of something, so you can adjust much easier than if you woke up in the morning and realized you were out. It would probably kind of put your day off kilter. Here's some examples. If you have packed lunches or responsible for packing kids' lunches, pack them the night before. That way you're guaranteed not to forget or to run out of time. Packing the lunches ahead of time gives you more time to put together delicious and healthy options for lunch. So if you have to go to dialysis in the morning and you leave the house at 5 o'clock in the morning, it's much easier to pack yourself something the night before, grab it out of the fridge and take it with you to eat on the way to dialysis or right before you get put on the machine, instead of just kind of skipping it and having it start your day off without that nutritious beginning. Because on dialysis, you do need to make sure you keep your nutrition up, your protein up, your health up. Get your wardrobe ready ahead of time. Tip number two, get your wardrobe ready ahead of time. Choose what you plan to wear and set it out for yourself. You can do your ironing ahead before you go to bed. For me, I don't iron. I use a little steamer and I hang the clothes up and I steam them, and that makes really quick work of wrinkles. By getting your wardrobe ready ahead of time, you can save yourself the trouble of kind of fumbling around and deciding what to wear the next day, and it will help you prevent any wardrobe issues by making sure that you can see that, okay, that sweater has a tear in it, or those pants, those aren't the pants that I got from the cleaners. They're at the cleaners. Okay, now I need to decide something different. So all those things together help you. And number three, the most important prep work you can do is to get a good night's sleep. Try to get in bed a little early if you can and get a good 8 hours worth of sleep. By having everything in place and ready to go the next morning, you'll be better able to get a peaceful night's rest, knowing that you don't have to worry about it the next morning. Waking up will be easier when you have enough sleep to wake rested and ready for the next day. And also, if you deal with health issues, like you need a CPAP or you use sleep apnea machine or something like that, make sure that you're wearing that as your doctor prescribed. And that way you're getting the full amount of rest that you need to. And try to address any issues you're having with sleeping with your physician. A good start to your morning is to have breakfast. The most important thing you can do to start your day off healthy is to eat a balanced breakfast. Sitting down, if you can, to a balanced and healthy meal and eating it slowly without rushing is helpful for your healthy morning. Eating a healthy breakfast has multiple benefits. By sparking your metabolism, a good breakfast fuels you through your day and gives you the energy you need. Taking the time in the morning to eat a meal also puts you on track to be less irritable and prevent mood swings. You won't need that Snickers bar in the middle of the day. You'll be fine. Some quick and easy healthy breakfast ideas that I have for you. You can have like a whole wheat toast or an English muffin. Now, whole wheat, if you're on dialysis, you're going to want to eat just plain white bread. If you're further stages of kidney disease, you're going to want to have just white bread. But if you can still eat whole grains because you're not restricted in potassium and phosphorus, then try to eat those. Possibly the quickest and healthiest option for a healthy breakfast is just to have that piece of toast with peanut butter or a little bit of jelly, if you can have jelly. If you're diabetic or not, you know, if you need to have the diet jelly. Whole grains are going to provide the best source of fiber and keep your body kind of full and release the sugar a little slower. Adding fresh fruit, either on the side or cut on top of the toast or on the side, gives you that extra filling, and it also has fiber in it. And obviously you want to watch which fruit you eat based on how much potassium or phosphorus you might be limited. Another option for breakfast is oatmeal with honey and fresh berries. You can have quick cook oatmeal and just start your day with that. Oatmeal is going to be high in fiber. And one of the good things about oatmeal, if you want to have like some steel cut oats or regular oatmeal, you can set it in the fridge the night before with either your non-dairy creamer, your rice milk, or your regular milk in the refrigerator the night before, let it sit, and then in the morning you can just microwave it for 10 seconds or so. It's all done. You can warm it up and it's already softened to the point of what you would normally have to spend a minute or two microwaving. Or for steel cut oats, it might take 5 or 10 minutes for it to cook. Steer clear of the very sugary flavored options. Try to just get plain and then add your own if you want some, a little bit of brown sugar or something. You can add a little bit of honey if you wish. If you're if you need to have that little bit of sweet. Another option is an egg white omelet with some fresh veggies. Because you have a higher risk for cardiac disease, you want to watch and make sure you're eating that egg white or the egg substitutes and watch your veggies. You should have some on hand that you probably can use, some onions, some green peppers, and do your prep work the night before. Have them already chopped. You can buy them frozen and already chopped too. And have that piece of toast with that, and the egg whites will help you to feel full. Now, obviously, you have to kind of watch how much protein you're allowed to have, so just be cautious with that. So those are a few ideas for breakfast, the toast, the egg white omelet and maybe even some oatmeal if you want to put it in the fridge the night before. Something else you need to do is after a full night's sleep, your body needs some water, some rehydration. Replenish your body by drinking some water when you wake up in the morning. Now, obviously, it also depends on if you have a fluid restriction, but as long as your kidneys are still working and you're able to drink water freely, you need to make sure that you're replenishing in the morning. Over half your body, brain, muscles are made up of water, and they need to be replenished to function properly. It helps you to lubricate your joints. It helps you to have a normal body temperature. It helps you get that waste out of your body. So drink that water first thing when you get up in the morning. Helps you focus, helps you have feel full. So if you eat a decent breakfast that's a reasonable amount of calories and you drink some water with it, you probably are going to feel fine until it's time for lunch and you're not going to need that little snack mid-morning. You want to know how much to drink in a day. Ask your doctor if you're concerned about it, but just remember that you do need to use those healthy fluids that are going to hydrate you. Another thing you can do in the morning is to move around or exercise. So whether it's just if you're just getting started and you're doing a simple stretching routine or a vigorous workout, getting some exercise in the morning is an excellent way to start your day. And it kind of starts off on the right foot. So exercise gets your blood pumping. It gives you a good mood. It's going to help you to focus on some things. So if you want to, instead of waking up, turning on the TV, and just mindlessly watching it for a little bit, or just jumping right in the shower, get up, exercise for that 15 or 20 minutes, and it'll get your blood flowing. It'll help you to have a good day. Now, when you start a new routine, it can be daunting, but it does help you to have kind of that little bit of thing change to help you get on track. Finishing the basic tasks the night before, eating a good breakfast, moving around a little bit, and doing something as simple as drinking your glass of water can make a huge difference to your entire day and to your health. Choosing one thing and trying to do it consistently is part of key to making your morning a healthy one and the rest of your day better for it. Take the one that you will start and do it consistently for a month, and then add another morning starter if you need it. But make sure that you will stick to the first one before you start another one. So I want to kind of recap over what we talked about to start your day off healthy. Some examples that you can do is to do some prep work and doing things the night before, laying things out. Eating breakfast in the morning is a good thing and a good way to start. And even if you want to have your breakfast kind of set out the night before, if you want to set your cereal on the counter next to a bowl, next to a spoon, and that way when you get up in the morning, you just pour it in there and you're good to go. Rehydrate, drink some water in the morning, and do some form of exercise or moving around, and that will help you get started off on the right foot. Okay, so the next thing that I wanted to talk about was some original research that I get a magazine every month called the Journal of Renal Nutrition, and it's put out by the National Council on Renal Nutrition of the National Kidney Foundation and the International Society of Renal Nutrition and Metabolism. It's something that as a kidney dietitian is important to look at and learn about what people are researching. And this month, something really caught my eye, and it's called Contribution of Food Additives to Sodium and Phosphorus Content of Diets Rich in Processed Foods. And the main author is Anna Kerrigan. She's an MPH, Master's in Public Health, and Andrew Klinger is a bachelor, and I will put a link to this in the show notes so you can see. But basically, they wanted to test the difference between, we sometimes look at something like canned tuna versus a quick frozen tilapia as the same. They're both fish. And they looked at if something is more processed, does it mean that it has more phosphorus additives? Because producers do use phosphates and additives in a lot of products to process them. So they examined the contributions of phosphorus-based food additives to the total phosphorus content of processed foods. What they did was they took a four-day menu and they did the lowest minimally processed items in there, and they tried to make it about 900 milligrams of phosphorus per day. And then they had an additive enhanced one, which basically contained the same food items as the low additive diet, except that they used highly processed foods in substitution for the minimally processed foods. And so they took the items, made the diets, and then they calculated both of them through an independent laboratory and determined the energy and nutrient intake. And what they found was that there were about 600 more milligrams, plus or minus 125, of phosphorus in the additive, highly additive or additive enhanced diet. And there was about, which is terrible, there was about 1,300 more milligrams of sodium in that diet, plus or minus 600. So somewhere around 2,000 more milligrams on a day, some days, but averaged about 1,300 more milligrams of sodium on the additive enhanced diet. So they said that also they compared them to the information in the nutrient databases that a lot of dietitians use to analyze foods. I use a nutrient database from the USDA, like a lot of dietitians, to analyze foods. And when I do them for my meal planning items. And they said that there was very little difference in what was expected. So they expected that result, but then when they independently tested, they found it. And I think this is something that is extremely important that we don't highlight enough as dietitians to people on a kidney diet, that phosphorus and sodium additives, this is their conclusion. Phosphorus and sodium additives in processed foods can substantially augment or increase the phosphorus and sodium intake, even in relatively healthy diets. And then it also says current dietary software may provide reasonable estimates of the phosphorus content in processed foods. So, what I wanted to highlight that for is I want to encourage you to realize that a can of tuna, which is processed, highly processed, is not the same as a piece of salmon or a piece of tilapia that you may get in the even in the freezer section, and it's minimally processed. All they did was remove the skin and make it basically quick frozen, and then you take it out and you cook it really quickly. The less processed your food is, the less phosphorus it's going to contain. So if you're having difficulty with your phosphorus or you need to control your phosphorus better, we all know that phosphorus is not listed on the nutrient labels. And that's one of the biggest frustrations, I think, for people with kidney disease. But unfortunately, it's not something that's going to change right now. We can talk to the FDA and we can talk to congresspeople, but for now, it's important to realize that the more minimally processed foods you eat, the better off you are. And so, choosing things, let me see, when they did this, what they did was, for example, for breakfast, they used like fresh pineapple versus canned pineapple. Canned pineapple was on the additive enhanced. They used like a chicken breast that was fresh, that was just a plain chicken breast, and instead of chicken deli meat on the additive enhanced. We all know that deli meat has a lot of sodium in it. They used a fresh nectarine versus canned peaches. They used the tilapia versus canned salmon. White rice, minute rice versus Uncle Ben's. I don't know if that's significant, but They used carrots that were fresh versus canned carrots, iceberg lettuce, olive oil. They used a frozen biscuit on the additive enhanced versus like a organic white roll, which organic is probably going to have less phosphorus, and then Jell-O on both of them. So, you know, it wasn't a whole lot of difference, and it's a lot of items that we find to be convenient, but we may want to really think about how we can move more towards using less of those convenience things, but still doing what we can to cook at home. And I understand you're busy, and I understand you have a lot to do, and it's really convenient to be able to take a deli sandwich with you, but sometimes you may have to think about how you can take some chicken breast, cook it, dice it up really fine, and then make yourself a chicken salad and have a chicken salad sandwich instead of buying the processed chicken, just because it's probably got a little more phosphorus in it. If you're not concerned about phosphorus, you should be concerned about sodium, because everything that's processed is much higher in sodium, double the amount of sodium in the processed foods on average than the non-processed foods. So just be aware of those amounts, reading your labels. Sodium is listed on the label. Salt is listed on the label. So pay attention. Try to stay within your 2,000 to 2,400 milligrams per day. And watch what you can. So today I've been talking to you about really important thing about starting your day off healthy. And I think it's important to have a positive attitude in the morning and get your day started off healthy and get it started off good. If you wake up in the morning and it's kind of not going real well, it might lead to the rest of your day not going well. So try to start off with a good day. And then I also talked about the additives and processed foods that I found in the Journal of Renal Nutrition. And I find I just was very amazed at that. I thought that was, it's a very simple study, but it was eye-opening. So this has been your host, Mathia Ford, and I want to remind you that you can find the show notes at renaldiethq.com/005. That's on our website. I would encourage you to subscribe to us in iTunes or on Stitcher. And if you have any comments, you can send us an email to podcast, that's podcast, at renaldiethq.com. I want to thank you for your time today. I want to thank you for listening, and I look forward to talking to you next week.